Today we continue looking at the most important events in the history of the church. 2. The Gutenberg produces the first printed Bible in 1456. The website gutenbergbible.com tells us that Johann Gutenberg holds the distinction of being the inventor of the movable type printing press. In 1455, Gutenberg produced what is considered to be the first book ever printed, a Latin language Bible printed in Mainz, Germany. Born as Johann Gensfleisch, John Goosefleisch, he preferred to be known as Johann Gutenberg, John Beautiful Mountain. Ironically, though he had created the most important invention in history, Gutenberg was a victim of unscrupulous business associates who took control of his business and left him in poverty. Nevertheless, the invention of the movable type printing press meant that Bibles and books could finally be produced in large quantities in a short period of time. Gutenberg printed 180 Bibles, available through pre-order only. The average price for one Bible is believed to have been 30 guilders, about 3 years' wages for a clerk. It was available in two versions, one cheaper version printed on paper and one more expensive printed on vellum. The buyer paid a basic price for the printing and then paid an extra fee for added frills, hand coloration, illuminations, a binding, and a cover. A Gutenberg Bible contains 1,286 pages and took between 3 to 5 years to complete the entire print run of 180 Bibles. 3. Luther posts his 95 Theses, 1517. On October the 31st, 1517, the priest and scholar Martin Luther approached the door of the castle church in Wittenberg, Germany, and nailed a piece of paper to it containing his 95 theses that would begin the Protestant Reformation. The website history.com provides a summary of what happened. In his theses, Luther condemned the excesses and corruption of the Roman Catholic Church, especially the papal practice of asking payment, called indulgences, for the forgiveness of sins. At the time, a Dominican priest named Johann Tetzel, commissioned by the Archbishop of Mainz and Pope Leo X, was in the midst of a major fundraising campaign in Germany to finance the renovation of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Though Prince Frederick III the Wise had banned the sale of indulgences in Wittenberg, many church members travelled to purchase them. When they returned, they showed the pardons they had bought to Luther, claiming they no longer had to repent for their sins. Luther was so frustrated with this practice that he wrote the 95 Theses, which were quickly snapped up, translated from Latin into German, and distributed widely. A copy made its way to Rome, and efforts began to convince Luther to change his tune. He refused to keep silent, however, and in 1521 Pope Leo X formally excommunicated Luther from the Catholic Church. That same year, Luther again refused to recant his writings before the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V of Germany, who issued the famous Edict of Worms, declaring Luther an outlaw and a heretic, and giving permission for anyone to kill him without consequence. Protected by Prince Frederick, Luther began working on a German translation of the Bible, a task that took 10 years to complete. The term Protestant first appeared in 1529, when Charles V revoked a provision that allowed the ruler of each German state to choose whether they would enforce the Edict of Worms. a number of princes and other supporters of Luther issued a protest, declaring that their allegiance to God trumped their allegiance to the emperor. They became known to their opponents as Protestants. Gradually, this name came to apply to all who believed the church should be reformed, even those outside Germany. By the time Luther died of natural causes in 1546, his revolutionary beliefs had formed the basis of the Protestant Reformation, which would over the next three centuries revolutionize Western civilization. So, because most or probably all of your students are not Catholics, it is important for them to understand the importance of what Luther did. Next week, we will do part 3.